item, 881.
Appoint Linda McGeady and Alejandro Carroll to the Regional Arts and Culture Council Board of Directors.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Before I begin, I'd like to welcome our honored guest to the dais, Regional Arts and Culture Council Interim Executive Director Jeff Hawthorne, Linda McGeady, and Alejandro Carral. By today's action, colleagues, we are appointing Linda to a new term on the RAC board, where she serves as chair, and Alejandro, who is being reappointed through 2023. Linda and Alejandro, I know your leadership and your passion for the arts will continue to serve all Portlanders well. Thank you. I'd also like to acknowledge and thank Mike Golub, who is not here today, for his service as chair of the board, the 6 years that he has spent on the board, and he will now be serving as chair emeritus for the next year. I also will take this opportunity just to note that the mayor has, in his recent executive order, reassigned the liaison role for the Regional Arts and Culture Council to Commissioner Udaly, which I think was a splendid decision. That will start in early September. It has been an absolute honor over these past number of years to work with our partners at RAC, who I think do a great job. And I look forward in the years ahead to build on their good work, strengthening the foundation in the community and making the case for more robust public support for the arts. So with that, Jeff, am I introducing you first?
Yes,
please. Let me turn it over to Jeff Hawthorne.
Wonderful. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Mayor. City Council, my name is Jeff Hawthorne, Interim Executive Director of the Regional Arts and Culture Council, and we thank you for the opportunity to bring to you today two community members who are eager to represent the City of Portland on the RAC Board of Directors, and they are committed to supporting a stronger, healthier, and more equitable community through arts and culture. So with your approval today, Linda and Alejandro will fill two out of the six positions that are currently earmarked as city representatives on the RAC board. Though, as you know from the auditor's report, we are in the process of reevaluating the composition of our board with the intention of providing more representation for the City of Portland, which is RAC's largest funder. The other citizens who represent you on the RAC board are Eve Connell, Ozzie Gonzalez, Eduardo Puelma, and Leslie Heilbrunn. RAC board members are expected to help us be good stewards of public and private investments in the arts, to advocate for RAC and the entire arts community, to help set a strategic vision for the organization, to connect us to new communities, and to hire and evaluate our executive director. And a side note on that point, and as Linda and Alejandro know very well, because they are both on our search committee, we are entering the final phase of our search and preparing to bring two or three finalists to town in mid-September. So hopefully we'll have a new director to announce soon. I also want you to know that we remain committed to our city contract performance measure that says RAC's board will reflect the diversity of our community. And I am happy to report that the board continues to expand its skill set and its community relationships by recruiting board members very strategically. Today, 43% of our board members identify as people of color. This will be our last official presentation to City Council before the arts portfolio moves to Commissioner Udaly, and we very much look forward to working with you, Commissioner. We are also extremely grateful to you, Commissioner Fish, for all of the passion, counsel, and leadership you have provided to RAC over the last several years. And I am personally grateful for your support in my role as Interim Executive Director, so thank you for that. We look forward to seeing you at our State of the Arts report on October 11th. But for now, it is my pleasure to introduce you to Linda McGeady and Alejandro Carral. Linda?
Thank you, Jeff. Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. Morning. Thank you for the opportunity to say a few words. My name is Linda McGeady. I emigrated here 21 years ago, and I became a citizen 18 years ago. And being involved in the arts has been an important part of building my life here. It's an honor to serve on the board of the Regional Arts and Culture Council and to be designated a city representative this morning. I consider RAC to be, among many other things, an engine of civic engagement. with a volunteer board that currently stands at 21 community members who give their time and expertise, with public panels to shape grant giving and public art, and with teacher training in the arts from our Right Brain Initiative. RAC supporters are an ever-growing cohort and your allies in keeping Portland a place where the arts not only thrive, but help every sector be more creative and more successful. With exciting and important new artwork coming to the Portland building, with a new ED soon to be appointed and a contract manager search in full swing, RAC has a lot going on. And as the new chair of the board, I echo Jeff Hawthorne's thanks to Commissioner Fish for everything that he does and I'm sure will continue to do for the arts. I look forward to working with Commissioner Udaly and her staff and to reporting to you all during RAC's annual State of the Arts report on October 11th. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here and thank you for being willing to step up and serve. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. It's an honor to be here. My name is Alejandro Queral, and I've been on the RAC board since earlier in this year, and I'm humbled to be named city representative. I very much think that this is a critical opportunity for RAC as we move with new leadership, and as we know, art is a key strand on the fabric of our community. For me, art really is an expression of our fears, hopes, dreams, passions, and as such is the basis for understanding each other and seeing into each other's hearts. I think we need that more than ever. And so art can be a vehicle for exploring our shared stories together, our shared passions, and our shared vision for the future, which is, I think, critical for our city in this time of division. Art is an opportunity for unity. Art is a common platform in which people from different backgrounds, beliefs, stories can come together and fight for a more equitable and just society. So I thank you for your continued support of the arts, and for the work that Council does, that RAC does on behalf of the city and our region. We look forward to working with Commissioner Udaly and continuing this partnership to ensure that Portland and Portlanders continue to engage deeply with the arts, and in doing so, help make this great city really a wonderful place to live. Thank you.
Thank you, Alejandro. We're very pleased with your service. We're excited for you, so thank you so much for stepping forward.
So, Mayor, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Any further discussion? Please call the roll, Carla.
Udaly.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the mayor for entrusting me with an arts portfolio. I spent over 20 years prior to my service here working with Portland's arts and culture community, including RAC. And I've largely had to leave that behind, so it's really exciting for me to get to work directly with you moving forward. I want to thank Commissioner Fish for his stewardship of the portfolio and for tolerating us digging around in there and getting involved and being really welcoming to me and my staff. And you really get a two-for-one for with us because we are excited to work together moving forward on arts and culture issues. Thank you both for your continued service to RAC and to the city. And I think I'll just wrap it up and vote aye. Thank you.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for being willing to serve. I was glad to hear you refer to the audit, and it's a time of great opportunity and significant challenges. So we get an enormous amount of value from and good-heartedness from our community volunteers, and this is a very important commission, as you know. So thank you for the amount of time that you're willing to dedicate to it. Aye.
Fish?
Mayor and colleagues, over the last 4 or 5 years, I got to follow in the footsteps of people like Mike Lindbergh and Sam Adams and others who have served as council liaison to the arts, and it is an extremely important role. It is not clearly defined, but it is an extremely important role, and I think an example of how important it is just look to the last year. And probably the busiest year in RAC's history, with a series of events which have increased their workload and have potentially position the organization for even better days ahead. And of course, I'm referring to both the audit, and there was the work with the auditor in the preparation of the audit, and then the set of recommendations which have been embraced by both RAC and by the city. The search for a new executive director after a longtime leader decided to retire. The punctuation mark on a legal fight that has been going on for some time around the arts tax, with the Oregon Supreme Court finally delivering the final ruling that it is, in fact, constitutional. A bold equity agenda undertaken by the board, which I don't think has gotten enough attention in our community, because when you begin to propose reallocating scarce resources, some people can see that as producing winners and losers. At the end of the day, what you're trying to do is align your grant making with your values. It has not been without controversy, and that's been a major part of your work. Next up, of course, is about the city working to align its priorities with RAC, and RAC undertaking a strategic plan with the new leader to update our conversations with the community about what the expectations are. And frankly, a piece of that is figuring out how to make RAC a regional agency in more than name only, and bringing at least two of the three other counties fully into the fold. It's been an incredibly busy time, and I know that Linda, you in leadership, and Alejandro as a board member, and Jeff as the interim, you've had to spend an enormous amount of your personal time guiding RAC during these challenging moments, and we're just grateful for the leadership that you've given us and that you will give us in the future. Commissioner Udaly and I are going to be a great team. In fact, it is my hope that over time we become one of the strongest councils that collectively supports the arts. I think it's terribly important. It is core to our brand. It's core to our economic development strategy. It's the reason lots of young people are moving here. And we have to be willing to leverage and capitalize on this moment, and we can never take it for granted. And I'm pleased, Mayor, that you've agreed to carve out a specific liaison role that I'll be performing for film and TV, which has a huge opportunity for our community. And I want to just preview that two areas where I'll be working closely with Commissioner Udaly going forward. One is building the support on council to protect funding for the arts and to, over time, expand funding for the arts. And second, as the incoming commissioner in charge of the Parks Bureau, we'll be looking to find ways to use the incredible resources of the Parks Bureau to showcase the incredible arts and culture community of our city, and using our resources to maximize that. And that includes implementing strategically a number of the core recommendations of the Arts Affordability Study, which I look forward to doing with my colleagues. So thank you for the work that you do on behalf of our community, and I'm very pleased today to vote to support the report. Aye.
Wheeler.
And by the way, I want to just acknowledge one last thing, that I think today is the first day in my 10 years of service where we've actually been roughly on time with our time certains. So, Mayor, congratulations. We have a lot of time certains. Normally, by this time, we're usually an hour behind, and we're actually right on time. So I congratulate the mayor for
his... Don't jinx us.
We're not done yet, Commissioner Fisher. That's the only laugh line that I think we're all laughing at. So I want to just start out by stating the obvious. Thank you for Commissioner Fish. You've been an outstanding steward of the RAC portfolio, and I have benefited tremendously from not only your vision, but your specific knowledge of the portfolio and the emerging trends that we need to be aware of. The audit that we undertook would not have happened without your active leadership, and I think it was a very, very important audit and a great opportunity for us to take a deep breath and look at where we are with the portfolio and what challenges we're experiencing and what opportunities exist in the years ahead. And so this is a great opportunity to do that. And obviously with new leadership coming in, that was the right inflection point for us to have the conversation. Commissioner Udaly will excel in this role, and part of my consideration
was the nature of the partnership. And I am confident that this council will support and work with Commissioner Udaly to help her be as successful with this portfolio as Commissioner Fish was over a period of many years. And I don't want to lose sight of the fact that in order for any of this to be successful, we need a fantastic board. And the two folks in front of us today are outstanding candidates. And I'm very appreciative that there are people willing to step forward and be appointed and do the hard work, all for lousy pay. And I'm sorry about that. But you guys are going to have a fantastic time going forward, and we look forward to working with you and supporting you and helping you in any way we can to help your organization to be successful. I vote aye. Report's accepted. Thank you both. Thanks again.